I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the Local Food Report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with a young couple in Wellfleet who makes sea salt.
Zach Fagiano and Hope Schwartz-Leeper are seniors at Skidmore College. But unlike the rest of their peers, they aren't spending hours this spring in the Career Services office. Instead, in addition to studying, they're busy running their own small business. In 2012, they won a business plan competition through the college. And last summer, they started Wellfleet Sea Salt Company.
The whole idea was we're college students and there's no way, even with a grant from a competition, that we can afford land, which is where our whole method using floating barges came from. So we design these floating barges and put greenhouses on top of them, and that's where we make our salt. And we kind of went from there.
Zach and Hope got permits to anchor two repurposed oyster barges in Cape Cod Bay. Each one is about 160 square feet and is basically a flat wooden dock tented with plastic. They look like floating triangular greenhouses. Next, the couple bought a rowboat and got to work.
We start by rowing our little rowboat out to these floating barges and putting water in them. We've been doing it using 5-gallon buckets, lifting them and pouring them in, which is a very labor-intensive process. During the summer, it takes about a week. During the winter, it takes about 4 weeks, but the water evaporates, leaving us with salt. Then we row back out there. We scoop up the salt, maybe dry it a little bit more in a greenhouse, and then just grind it and put it in the jars.
It's pretty simple. Zach and Hope don't use any electricity, gas, or motors. The inside of the barge is lined by a sheet of food-safe plastic that reaches about 2 inches up the sides to hold the water in. The salt comes off the plastic in crystals that are roughly a quarter inch square, and Zach and Hope break these up by covering them with parchment paper and rolling over them with a wine bottle. For every gallon of seawater they evaporate, they end up with roughly 4.5 ounces of sea salt. About half a cup.
Legally, the FDA doesn't really regulate sea salt. It's one of those generally regarded as safe kinds of foods because anything that is trying to survive in salt is just going to be wiped out. But just out of our own curiosity, we decided to get the water and the salt tested so we could see kind of what's in there.
So what did you find in there?
There was carbon. There was probably about a dozen different minerals, but the biggest content was magnesium and calcium, by far, and then, of course, sodium chloride.
Interestingly, magnesium and calcium are two minerals many Americans are short on. Studies estimate 75% of us don't get enough of either mineral through our diet and have linked the deficiencies to all sorts of health problems, including obesity and heart disease. In addition to the nutritional benefits of sea salt, there's also something to be said for the taste.
A lot of people have said, you know, it tastes like the seawater on the Cape. So yeah, definitely the water itself is everything that determines everything, even the texture, which you wouldn't necessarily think it would.
So what's the texture of your salt like?
It's a minorly moist, small crystal. It's definitely got a crunch to it. It's not like a flake or anything like that. It probably only maintains like 3% moisture when we're done with it, but we try to grind it to a crystal that is a great finishing salt, but also can be used in cooking as a rub or if you want to saute something in olive oil and salt. We try to make it that sort of mid-level so that it can be used in many different ways.
Right now, Zach and Hope are selling their salt online and in small retail stores around the Cape. They're hoping eventually to be able to produce enough to sell to restaurants and bigger businesses. But for the time being, they're still juggling salt production and school.
Right now it's hard because it's winter and because we have to drive here every 2 weeks from school, which is a 5-hour drive each way. So we're producing probably only about 500 to 600 ounces every harvest because we've also been rebuilding our barges, making them more efficient. So we're only using one right now. But we're hoping by April, we'll be full swing once again, and we'll really be able to get everything into production. Even while we're in school, while we're finishing up our senior year, we'll just be selling to more and more stores and really growing.
Zach Fagiano and Hope Schwartz-Leeper graduate from Skidmore this May and are planning to move full-time to Wellfleet. You can learn more about the process they use to make sea salt on our website at capeandislands.org, where there's also a recipe for dark chocolate custard with sea salt. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Some of our stories have come from suggestions that you've made. So if you have an idea for a local food report, let us know. You can reach us through the website at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicki Merrick. Thanks for listening.